A historic day for Britain and the European Union. A majority of Britons have voted to leave the bloc in a referendum after 43 years of membership. The Leave campaign passed the winning post with a lead of more than 1 million votes and a margin of 4%. Voter turnout has been at over 70%. In a quick reaction to the results, the Office of Prime Minister David Cameron said Britain is in an uncharted territory following the Brexit vote. The British pound slumped to its lowest in more than three decades. UK stock futures also point to a sharp fall at the market opening. Tokyo stocks have experienced a sharp dive as oil prices sharply plunged in Asian markets. US benchmark West Texas Intermediate for delivery in August dropped down over $2.50. A victory for the Leave camp would most definitely set off political shockwaves across the European Union. The leader of the UK Independence Party says June 23rd will go down in history as Britain's Independence Day after the Brexit vote results.
Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day!
The top anti-EU campaigner also said this will be a victory for the real, ordinary and decent people. Farage added that he's increasingly confident of victory after early results from Britain's EU referendum put the Leave camp ahead. The UKIP leader earlier said he had thought Britain would vote to remain in the EU, possibly because of an extension of a deadline for people to register to vote. Let me start with Mr. Black. Mr. Black, thank you for being with us. What were your first thoughts and reactions when you heard of the results of this referendum today?
Well, my first reaction was surprise, actually. Even though I'm for Leave and voted for Leave, I was surprised, actually. I thought that in the early parts of the evening, it looked like Remain would win out. But what I've been trying to say is, for those people in the establishment, they didn't get it. They didn't realise what was actually happening at the bottom of society. And people at the bottom of the society, they have notes, have gave them a bloody nose. And really, they have to wake up to the fact that that's the case and implement the decision or the people. The Leave campaign basically needs to sort itself out. I think there will be a split. I think that those of us on the left will need to put ourselves together in a different form. We will need to be campaigning in defence of immigration, in defence of migrants, but also against austerity. And that's the key element, I think, it comes out, that people who have been battered by the austerity programme that the government and the previous government have implemented, have had a chance to kick back. Not in the way that maybe lots of us would like for that to happen, but that's what's happening, and therefore it needs to be implemented.
Okay, and since you're Scotland, let me ask you this. As we had in the news, Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has said that Scotland clearly and decisively has voted to remain in the European Union, sees its future as part of the European Union, and that Brexit could precipitate Scottish independence. What do you think is said? Does it mean that soon in the near future we're going to be seeing a similar referendum in the in Scotland to break away from the UK?
I think that that's a possibility, that the scenario that gets mapped out will in fact invoke a referendum. I'm certainly in favour of a referendum as soon as possible on the basis that we know that we're going to win it. But as far as the EU, as far as Scotland is concerned, joining up with the present EU, and if that's the terms in which we will be joining, if that was a scenario that was possible, to be honest, that's not going to happen. That can't happen. We voted against that type of Europe that's been invoking austerity on us through the Westminster government, etc. So what we really do need is a different type of Europe, and that's where the negotiations that the Scottish government could actually conduct. on a basis, so a social Europe, a Europe that defends pensions, defends wages, defends people at the bottom of that, but also that Scotland would be welcoming to immigrants and to migrants and to refugees beyond what the Westminster government was trying to limit it to.
Okay, let me now cross over to Mr. Tim Anderson, senior lecturer at University of Sydney, to Sydney, Australia. Mr. Anderson, thank you for being with us. So I'm going to ask you the same question that I put to Mr. Black. What were your first thoughts and reactions when you heard about the results? Did you expect that, or did it come as a shock to you?
Thank you for asking me the question. Of course, my perspective is going to be as a non-European, someone outside, and I'm sure that the internal issues were very, you know, more important to the people in Britain than people outside it. But it was always going to be very close. I think the polls were calling it the other way beforehand, and I think that your commentators have got it right, that it was an anti-establishment vote in many respects, an alienation with the two-party system and against the austerity, which has created a lot of economic problems for many years in large parts of Europe. So that's the context in which it's happening. Of course, the interesting thing for me, looking at it from an outside perspective, an international perspective, is that there seem to be likely a number of cascading consequences of this sort of vote. It's going to create pressures in Scotland, as you've mentioned already, in Ireland, and it's going to have flow-on effects in Europe too, so that's what fascinates me as an observer.
Yes, and you mentioned that it was an anti-establishment sort of reaction by the British people. Do you think they had to choose between the bad and the worse, or they will be better off when they break away from the European Union, and it means a failure for that 28-member bloc?
Yes, I think the austerity measures have been linked into the European Union, and a lot of British people, including, there was quite a class element in this, a lot of working class people, poorer people, saw themselves as not having any say in what's going on in Europe. Of course, being Britain, there's a fair degree of xenophobia and anti-immigration linked in there, but that comes into almost all large international issues that Britain's involved in because of Britain's history. So I think that being disenfranchised from the Brussels process is a large part of it. And the fact that the majority went against the two major parties is quite a strong indictment of the political system in Britain too. And I think that it's going to be a lot of tensions felt there. The first tension, of course, is going to be that there's going to be immediate pressure for the resignation of the Prime Minister. But that fragmentation of what used to be called the United Kingdom is the next thing that looks very interesting.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Anderson.